Hello, everyone. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, wherever you may be listening to this podcast, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, welcome to another episode of Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. Today, I have three tips on how to get over the obstacles that hinder our self-improvement. Are you struggling to run your business? Or maybe you're fighting to master a skill you need to do your job? Or maybe you're just trying to lower your golf handicap? Have you been meaning to get a mentor or take a class, and you never really got around to it? You know what I'm talking about, right? It's that one thing you've been dying to master. And if you're a type A person like me, it probably haunts you in the form of a line on your to-do list that you never cross off because you're so bogged down in the tyranny of the urgent. Have you experienced that? So whether you're a business leader, an employee, a hobbyist, or beer league hockey player, how much time and energy do you invest to become totally awesome at what you do? So here's my idea. When it comes to your own development, you can't keep waiting until you're less busy or for someone else to do it for you. No one will truly invest in you but you. Over the course of my career, I've stumbled upon a pattern. I want to share three steps for radical improvement that don't just apply to business leadership, they apply to anything you want to do better. You might be thinking, really? Anything? In short, yes. So whether you're a bodybuilder or a bartender, a surgeon or a screenwriter, a violinist or a volunteer, if there's something you want to do better, these three things will help you become totally awesome at what you do. Okay, so three things. Step one is to know thyself. Researchers Justin Kruger and David Dunning uncovered this phenomenon, which they modestly named the Dunning-Kruger effect. In a series of four experiments, Kruger and Dunning found that most people completely overestimate their talent. What was even scarier, at least to me, was that the least competent people were the worst at recognizing their incompetence. So what about you? If you had room for improvement, would you know? Delusions about ourselves are the roadblocks on the journey to becoming awesome. So no matter how hard it is, you have to take responsibility for learning the truth about yourself. So how do you do that? Well, here's my advice. For you, step one means knowing where you stand. So first, if you have them, you should be looking at your objective measures of success. For example, a surgeon might look at her complication rates. A gardener might look at which of her plants have lived and which have not. Then you look at your subjective measures. And the easiest way to do this is to find someone who will tell you the truth. Ask them, what am I doing that's helping me succeed? What's getting in the way? And how can I adapt my approach to be better? Remember, above all, seek the truth. Okay, so you've gotten this feedback and you know where you stand. Step two is to pick one thing to work on. In my experience, once people have all this feedback, they're raring to go. And they wake up the next day and they try to change everything. Think about that. It's ridiculous, isn't it? It's like going on a crash diet to lose 10 pounds in a week. Here's the truth. It's far better to make progress on one thing than little to none on many things. So for you, how do you pick your one thing? Here's my advice. Take a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle. On the left-hand side, list all the skills you're trying to improve. Then on the right-hand side, for each skill, on a scale of 1 to 10, I want you to imagine that you only got better at that, and then rate how much more awesome you would be. Start with the highest number and work your way down. So you know yourself, you've got your one thing, and if you stop here, you're making a mistake. I've seen it happen, and it's very dangerous. I call it delusional development. The futile hope that just by wanting to get better at something, that magically you will. As if through osmosis. You know, for hundreds of years, people used to think that excellence was inborn. So, for example, scientists used to think that the best marathon runners had differences in their lungs or their muscles. But recent research reveals that these differences are not inborn. What makes someone exceptional is that they earn it through daily practice. The bottom line, every day I encourage you to jump out of bed and say, today is the day that I'll get better at my one thing. Some days you'll feel stuck. Other days you'll be thrilled when something clicks. But every day you'll learn. And every day you'll get better. So know thyself. Pick one thing and practice daily. That's all there is to it. So make the commitment. Follow the 3 steps. What are you waiting for? Have a blessed week, everybody.
Podcast listeners, there's a new and inspiring podcast that you will want to add to your playlist, Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. During each episode of this podcast, they talk about inspiration, leadership, and management tips. Charlie Perkins and guests will also have fun and try to enhance your life in a positive way. Host Charlie Perkins shares fun stories and insight that you will truly appreciate. Wisdom with Charlie Perkins, available on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and your favorite podcast platform. Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. Add the podcast to your playlist right now.